With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, all you Private Potters, welcome to another fabulous episode of Private Potts with me, Jamie, and...
Francis Bull.
Francis has got a really weird noise in the background at the moment.
There's a leaf blower. I'm trying to... He's not even blowing leaves, he's just got it on.
No.
Standing outside of my house with a leaf blower, not even blowing any leaves.
Is he actually not?
Yes.
Go on, tell him. Tell him at the beginning of the podcast. Are you taking a picture of it?
He started blowing leaves again now.
Don't worry, this noise is not throughout the whole episode. It's just at the beginning of our episode, yeah. Which is an odd one because we were meant to have Wim Hof, who is notoriously known as...
He's a controversial character because
he's known as the Iceman from the Netherlands. That's what he's known as.
He is cold as ice, and he basically goes into ice baths, mm-hmm. and ice water, mm-hmm. and then he stays in there for much longer than most people would care to.
Yeah, but
he doesn't wear any wetsuits or anything.
Yeah, and he claims that it cures lots of things. It increases energies, better sleep, reduces stress levels, heightens
increases
focus.
Increases immune system.
Yeah, gets rid of anxiety, PTSD, cures burnout, best shape of his life, he feels, and help get rid of arthritis. So lots of different things. But, however, he is not on today because I think there's been a confusion that he was meant to be on today. So we haven't had him on. So yeah, that was a good way to describe it. However, we do have a lovely surprise guest instead for the first half of the podcast.
She's never been on before.
She's never been on before. It's my girlfriend, Sophia Barrow.
But so she's actually great. She's a great replacement.
She's a great replacement, actually.
Hey, what's going on? Where are you?
I'm at home, obviously.
Wait, what's about that behind you?
It's a plant.
Let's see. Wait, stand up.
What are you talking about?
Let's see the room. Give us a tour.
Okay. Listen to all you Private Parties. So we don't have the Wim Hof on the podcast today. He will be back on, but it's another one with Francis, I, and Sophie. If you want to get in touch with us, please send us an email, contact@privatepartspodcast.com. Follow us on Instagram and send us a message on Instagram @privatepodcast. And also, don't forget, every single Wednesday with our bonus episode, you can be the winner of a Private Parts mug. All you got to do is send in an excellent story, and we pick it each week, a winner. But right now, Francis, it's you, me, and my lovely girlfriend, Sophie. You ready for this one?
Let's do it. Welcome back.
Every time I come on, I just die at his background because half your head just disappears.
Well, obviously, it doesn't look like I've got any ears.
Yeah. Also, the back of your head.
Also, what Francis forgets is that we've done an intro before this. We've done an intro before we've done this, but he also then goes, his first beginning is, welcome back. That's what he says every time.
Well, look, you know, I don't think our listeners are that stupid. You know, they know that we record the intro after the actual episode. So, I guess it's just a testament to how highly I hold the intellect of our listenership.
Hey, so we've done it in the intro, we explained, but so if you're on the podcast today instead of someone else...
We've got a very special guest today with us.
Yeah, we have a very special...
Way better.
Way better.
Yeah. Way better than he thought.
She's known around the world for her cold water immersion technique.
Sophie, can I just quickly say, so Sophie's obviously on the podcast today instead of the Wim Hof.
Hey, guys. Who's the Wim Hof? Is that terrible that I don't know who the Wim Hof is? I'm thinking of the Hof. Is that somebody?
Yes, it's Wim Hasselhoff.
No, who is the Wim Hof? I hope he's not offended by this.
No, so the Wim Hof is a...
He probably doesn't. His name's not the Wim Hof.
No, but that's... It's Wim Hof. There's no duh. Although maybe he wants to be called the Wim Hof.
He's called the Wim Hof.
No, he's called Wim Hof.
I know he's called Wim Hof.
Wim is his first name.
I know. Not the Wim Hof.
I quite like it. The Wim Hof.
No, but it's known as the Wim Hof technique, which is basically...
You're getting mixed up with the Hof.
Yeah, I for sure I am. Yeah.
You don't look like David Hasselhoff.
I was like, Jesus. His name is Wim Hof. Well,
you're quite similar to the Hof.
In one, I don't know who the Hof is again. Is he Baywatch?
Yeah, he was in Baywatch.
Did you ever watch Baywatch?
Pamela Anderson, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Red suits.
Red suits, yeah.
I know David Hasselhoff's daughter.
Do you?
What's her name?
Yeah. What?
What's her name? Wait, hang on. No, what's her name? What's her name?
Hayley. Hayley Hasselhoff.
Hayley. Her name's Hayley Hasselhoff.
Yes.
How well do you know Hayley?
Very good. We speak on Instagram quite a bit.
Have you ever met Hayley Hasselhoff in person?
Yes, because we were both on the celebrity coach trip together.
Were you?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Do you know where France is?
I won, but stop. I get embarrassed going on about it. So.
Francis.
I didn't actually want to win.
I remember when you were.
Also, so can I tell you this? He also got asked to do something called a celebrity driving test. What was it called?
Driving school.
It was called driving school.
You should have done that.
Yeah, Francis anyway went on it, and he got annoyed when they were trying to do content because he just wanted to pass his test. He just wanted to get paid to pass his test.
Yeah, but it was sponsored by Nissan.
Then he got given this.
And so part of the deal was that they gave me this car afterwards. And it wasn't like the coolest car. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm gonna get a picture of it. What was it called?
It wasn't the coolest car, but it was part of the deal. And I had never like
what was it Nissan what?
I'd never had total control over a vehicle before, so I was pretty excited by it. I picked Jamie up in it.
Yes, we drove it a few times. What was it called? A Nissan what?
Pixo or something?
Pixo.
Very stylish.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't
I think that.
That
might have been one of my best friend's first cars.
No, it wasn't this though. It wasn't that.
Because that's funny.
It wasn't. Was it a Pixo, Francis?
Let me see.
It was a Nissan. Anyway, it was the most hilarious thing, Sophie, because what happened was.
No, maybe it wasn't a Pixo. I don't know what it was. Nissan. I can't even remember. And I like Nissan cars, but it just was not like I didn't like that car. I didn't like the color. I hated the color.
No, because it was a blue color.
Was it that bad? Because he's googling ugliest Nissan cars.
No, it was just not a very nice blue color. It was like electric blue.
It was. We're gonna find the picture of the Nissan, but it looked like this. This is what it looked like.
No.
It did. It looked like this.
Very.
No, but do you know what Jamie's favorite car is?
What was my favorite car?
The Nissan Cube.
That's the one that I was looking at. I thought that was your car.
Weren't you going to get the Nissan Cube?
It was so funny. We came back to Francis's car, his Nissan, and it was like this electric blue thing. He was showing it to me for the first time, and someone had come past and knocked his wing mirror off.
And then yeah, so I was in Cambridge going out for dinner. So I parked on this like really quiet street in Cambridge, and there was no one had seen me or anything like that. It wasn't like a hate crime or anything, but But someone, I came back and my wing mirror was just knocked off, like someone had smashed it with a baseball bat. And I'd literally just got the car.
He was so upset. And then when he got off, the fire was...
And they said they couldn't... And they I would have had to drive 2 hours to get it repaired. And I was like, well, fuck that. I'll just drive without...
It was also so funny. It was also so funny because we got in the car with him and he was... So, he'd never driven with a passenger and he was so flustered. And he nearly went down this one-way street and then had to try and reverse. And he was panicking. He told me to get out of the car. He said, you're going to have to get out of here. You're going to have to get out of here because I can't go any further. And then he drove all the way. He drove all the way to Marlborough. He was in a snowstorm and had to abandon his car.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He got snowed in. He thought he was going to die.
I got stuck on a, snowdrift.
It's also pitch black, can't see anything.
Oh, you're lying.
I swear to God.
What? You abandoned the car and hiked the rest of the way.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I got stuck in a snowdrift. Actually, I literally couldn't drive it down the road anymore. It was like teetering on the top of this snowdrift.
Oh, God. That Nissan was just a big ball of bad luck.
Oh, it was so funny.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
But anyway, the Wim Hof technique is basically this. So this guy, he is called the Wim Hof. He's not on the podcast today. He was meant to be. He
got stuck in an ice cube.
He's from, I want to say, the Netherlands, if that's correct. And he basically has this technique called the Wim Hof technique where he submerses himself in cold water. So he's the one who says that having a cold shower...
Cold water immersion therapy.
Oh, I've heard about this.
Yeah. So and very sadly, his wife died.
Wasn't he on Goop?
Yes, he was on Goop. That's exactly it. And his wife died. And he then, to try and deal with the grief, he went and tried and started this technique. And he says it cured his depression, his anxiety and everything.
Oh, my God. So interesting.
Really interesting.
I wish you had him on.
I know.
Well, apparently he got caught in the cold when he was a child, right? So he nearly died of hypothermia.
Is that what happened when he was a kid?
Well, that's not...
When he was seven.
Are you reading this on the internet?
No, I'm just telling you what I know.
But it is, they do, there's all these cryo chambers around London and everywhere now. Like, it's a big hype, isn't it? And apparently it does really enhance your mood.
How much do you hate being cold?
Oof, do I hate it?
She
a lot.
Hates it.
Although I actually feel like I'm getting better with the cold as I grow up.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I'm getting thicker blood.
Yeah?
you don't get thicker blood. You're still...
I'm much better. Frances is having a party somewhere.
Frances keeps moving and it looks like you're just dancing around your background in the Zoom call. It's hilarious. But also, we have to also mention the fact that I'm doing Strictly Come Dancing.
Yeah, so how's it going?
Yeah, we've got to mention
it. What, is this the first time you've mentioned it?
No, we've mentioned it lots of times
I was about to say, what?
I don't talk about it that much, do I?
No.
What are you talking about?
But do you know, Jamie, I don't care what everyone else says about it. I think you're actually going to win. I think you've got a good chance. Mm.
Do you think he's good, Francis?
I think you're great.
Thank you. There we go.
I said that you were great.
No, you said I'm so bad.
No, I did not. I said you're not as good as you think you are. He goes, how good am I? I just think realistic opinions, you know, be realistic.
Do you know what Sophie said to me today? I sent her the video of our new dance. I said, what do you think? And we were walking down the road today and she said, honestly, this is the first one. All the other ones, you just like some random celebrity being taught to dance. This one, I think you're actually doing something in it. And I was like, are you serious?
This one's really good.
Which one was that? What was that? I liked the American one.
The American smooth. It was lovely.
What? Even his facial expression as well.
What was my facial expression?
It looked like you're like sucking on a lollipop the whole way through it.
Really? Oh, what was he doing? The...
Yeah. Oh no, you know that one. Jamie does this thing where he is, it's not even like in the mirror, is it? That's so good. Uncanny. In the mirror, it's like just generally like whenever he wants to feel sexy, he pulls like this really smouldering, very unsexy dick. But you know, you weren't doing that in your dancing.
I wasn't doing that in my dance, no.
You were just pure nerves.
But also the funniest thing, Francis, is when I was announced in the bottom two, I looked to my right and Sophie was sitting there in the audience and we both looked at each other. Sophie's face was literally like, oh my.
I felt so awful. Were you shocked? Because I
really... Wait, shocked for both what?
When he got in the bottom two on the first
round. I didn't see that. I've only been catching it on Twitter.
Yeah, I was in the dance-off. I was in the Wim Hof, the dance-off.
So, but have you been doing any cold water therapy after your intense dancing sessions?
No, nothing.
Maybe you should.
It
helps your recovery.
I asked Sophie to help massage me and you don't do anything.
I don't like feet, but...
Why don't you like feet?
I don't like feet. Who likes feet?
I mean, what do you mean?
Don't like feet.
I don't understand how you don't like feet, but you love buttholes.
Oh, this is vile. No, I really don't. Gross, I absolutely do not.
Okay, fine.
Wait, so what's wrong with feet?
I just think they're gross. Like, no
but
one
yeah, but needs... they're so important.
Yeah, yes. But I don't discredit them that way. I just think ugly. Like, I don't want that someone's sweaty foot on me.
Discredit them. Discredit feet.
Yeah.
I think they've been totally discredited.
No, but like, they do. They get us around. But also, at the same time, I don't want to massage your sweaty feet after they've been done.
Hang on a second. Did you say, yeah, I like them. They get us around.
Yeah,
like,
they do.
Like, they're a cab. But what are you talking about?
Well, would you like to live without
they
feet?
They are kind of like a cab, right?
Okay, if you had to lose one part of your body, you had to lose this. You had to use an arm or a leg or a hand.
Easy
or
finger.
No. You have to lose a whole hand. I'm making the rules here.
I'd lose an ear because I could cover it up with my hair. Not that it's bad to lose an ear, like, but you know, I can probably hear.
Okay,
well
you can't lose an ear. You'd have to lose.
What would you lose? I'm so intrigued.
I would lose probably. Actually, do you know what? Probably an ear is quite a good shout.
Can you forget the ears? Take the ears out of the equation. Next, go.
Okay, so you've already got no ears.
No, you can't lose a tooth.
What, my whole smile?
You can lose that, yeah.
My mouth.
All right, actually thinking about it, I'd lose a boob. Because I just put on a bra.
I'd lose my nipples, definitely.
Yeah, boobs, they're good for nothing.
Francis,
you can breastfeed with a bottle now.
Would look frightening with no nipples. You'd honestly, look terrified. You look like Voldemort.
Voldemort? He's got no mouth. Oh, no. Sorry, no.
Francis no. With no nipples. Your wish is my command.
What would you lose? Your hat, but you already got.
I think I would lose. I don't know what I would lose. I don't know. I like everything in my body. I wouldn't want to lose anything.
You probably you can't lose your balls again, can you?
I would probably lose a ball actually if I were.
You would lose one of your balls.
They're good for nothing again.
What do you mean?
I didn't realize you had any.
Just tucks them inside.
Oh, my. Oh, my God.
Ask Sophie to see her party trick. It's when she pops her
balls
out.
What's your party trick?
It's not. I don't have a party trick.
Popping her balls out.
I can actually twist my arm 360.
Really? Go on, man.
It's called being hypermobile.
Are you on a contract or pay as you go?
Oh my lord. So anyway, yeah, the Wim Hof has these techniques. Do you have any techniques when you wake up in the morning, you go, okay, this is what I'm going to do? Have you ever had... You used to write your gratifications in the morning.
Oh, yeah, I used to write gratification. Gratitude.
Oh, yeah? Gratitude. Miracle morning.
Yeah, what... Do you do anything, Francis, in the morning?
Yeah, I make my bed, and then I have a shower, and then I... recently been going on Twitter...
Yeah, but that's quite negative, isn't it, in the morning?
It's not. I, to be honest, like, I want to stop going on Twitter so much because it's a great vehicle for cutting through
the noise.
Yeah, the noise, the fake news and stuff like that. But it's just a bit like
social media is a little bit
I don't go on Instagram at all anymore. I think since I stopped following people or unfollowed loads of people and like muted everyone, I'm barely on Instagram at all. But then Twitter, I think, is the last thing I need to cut out. I might do what apparently is an app where you can go and you can make it so you can't go on it.
Yeah, there are things you can do that. I found very actually good technique, and we did this both, is that I unfollowed everyone that who I didn't know wasn't my friend. So I only now follow friends on Instagram.
Oh, that's... Oh, yeah, I did that. Yeah, I only follow friends on Instagram. But also, a lot of them are, like, muted. But the...
is Proudlog muted?
Hey, what? Why? Has he said something?
So, do you think I'm annoying on Instagram?
Yeah, but so am I, so I can't really
see. I wouldn't know. No, I'm kidding. You're not muted. You're not muted. But no, the
like in some sort of club I need to get into. You're not muted.
I was toying with the idea because the thing is about Twitter is that it's like I have a great network of people that we follow each other and we talk about stuff on there. But then like I don't like actually the mechanism of Twitter, how it just piles in all this fucking information.
It's a lot of information.
It's like overwhelming. It's like, whoa. And it's like you never get to the top.
You never get to the top of it. You never get to the top of Twitter, do you?
I've been trying. And I'm like, why have I not?
Never get to the top of Twitter. Okay, listen. We're going to stop there for the end of part one. So thank you for joining us for part one. But Francis and I are going to be back for part two in just a second.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye, Sophie.
That was beautiful, Sophie.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author Elizabeth Gilbert about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.